This is. Subject. By the way, how often do you talk to Joe Biden? A Parks and Recreation, Legally Blonde, crossover fic. Written by Granger But Stranger.
Read by Rose.
And Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for female friendship, political campaigns, epistolary, email, and was written for Yuletide 2013 for Soupy Twist. Author's notes. Soupy Twist, I hope you're okay with a crossover epistolary fic, because as soon as I saw both Leslie and Elle in your requests, I just had to make them friends through their political successes. I'm not sure how well I did it. Turns out writing emails as fictional characters is harder than I thought. But I hope you enjoyed the silly little fic I came up with in the end. Happy holidays! Also, forgive me if the details or timelines of these political campaigns don't make any sense.
July 2018. From Elle Woods to Leslie Knope. Subject: Your campaign. Dear Miss Knope, can I just say that your commitment to your community is just totally amazing? I've been following your campaign from the first few articles, and I think it's just like so admirable that you can be so dedicated to your job and your volunteer work, even while you're running for the U.S. Senate. Especially when you live in a town that once removed you from office. I couldn't even believe that story when I first heard it. How could anyone doubt that you're exactly the kind of person this country needs in a position of leadership? Anyway, the real reason I'm writing is because I have to know where you got that blazer you wore to your latest interview. The one with Joan Calamezzo, I think. It was just such a perfect combination of Hillary attitude and Michelle chic. I'm working on another animal rights bill, and I definitely need an outfit that says dignified, professional, and fun-loving for when I make speeches about it. Do you think you could link me to it somewhere online? Best of luck with the rest of your campaign. I really hope you win so we can do lunch in D.C. sometime. Hugs, L. Heart.
From Leslie Knope to Elle Woods. Subject: Re your campaign. Dear Senator Woods. Sorry, I got excited. Hearing from you is such an honor. Your election is one of the things that inspired me to run in the first place, you know? My best friend Anne kept sending me links to your interviews, and most of the time she just wanted to talk about your shoes, but we found that your political stances were just as inspirational. As was your hair. The blazer, I'm sorry to say, was also one of many gifts from Anne, who has much better fashion sense than I do. At least that's what she says. I don't think she's trusted me since I mentioned that I really liked overalls in the 90s. You have a law degree. Tell me, is that really such a crime? Actually, don't tell me. I can live without knowing. But I'll ask her where she got it. Like I said, you're an inspiration. It's so nice to see a woman in Congress getting so much positive recognition. Hardly anyone hates you these days. Sincerely, Leslie Knope. P.S. It's also really nice to email a fellow politician who knows what an exclamation point is. I try to keep things formal most of the time, but politics are so exciting. Why shouldn't we get excited about our freedoms? November 2018. From Leslie Knope to Elle Woods. Subject: Election. Dear Elle. Hi, how are you? How did you get through election day when you ran? How did you get through that night? How did you not throw a remote control through your television set in your anxiety and premature rage? Was your husband supportive and encouraging, or a useless, nervous wreck whose only redeeming quality at the moment is firmly planted on a couch cushion anyway? Was your best friend helpful? Or did she too have a small child who takes precedence over you even in this time of dire need? I've done this before. Why am I freaking out? Sure, it was on a much smaller scale. It wasn't going to determine my entire future, probably, but it happened. Why am I so nervous? Why must I care so much about my career as a public servant? What happens if I don't win? What happens if I do win? This is terrifying. Why did I do this, L? From Leslie Nope to L. Woods. Subject: sorry. I don't remember most of what I just sent, but I already regret it. Attached is a video of a baby giraffe as an apology. I didn't watch it, but Anne sent it to me to calm me down, so I assume it's very cute. Oh god, they're going to announce it. They're going to announce it! What do? My hands are shaking. I'm sweating. My brain is on fire. I don't know what's happening!
From Elle Woods to Leslie Nope. Subject: congratulations, OMG! Leslie, you won! We're going to have so much fun together and fight for so much legislative reform. I'm hosting a party for all the Senate girls next month. You're officially invited. Someone already mentioned the possibility of friendship bracelets. Don't miss out. I'm so excited!
September 2019. From Leslie Nope to L. Woods. Subject: possible campaign slogans. Dear future President L. Woods! I was so excited when I heard the news that I decided to start writing some possible slogans for your campaign buttons. It's never too early, right? Here they are. 1. I woulds vote for L. 2. L yeah! Woods 2020! 3. You want a Harvard Law graduate in the White House, right? 4. Blondes have excellent judgment and diplomatic skills in addition to fun. I'm partial to the second option, but I recognize that it might not be very popular with Middle America. Some people just can't handle a pun. Love, Leslie.
From L. Woods to Leslie Nope. Subject: possible campaign slogans. Hi, Leslie. I actually already have a campaign manager, so your slogan suggestions will have to go through him. But I appreciate the enthusiasm. Wish your term was up so you could be my vice president. Maybe you can help me pick one. XO, L.
From Leslie Nope to L. Woods. Subject: possible campaign slogans. Oh my god, L, I can't believe you said that! I'm so flattered. Not that I could ever bring myself to leave Pawnee for long enough to serve, of course. And I would be far too intimidated by the President Joe Biden set. I could never live up to that kind of sexual magnetism. By the way, April says congratulations. Actually, she said to say hi to Bruiser. But the congratulations were definitely implied. We're gonna have a female president and she's gonna be my friend! I have to tell everyone! From Leslie Nope. 2. Ann Perkins, Ben Wyatt, Chris Traeger, Tom Haverford, Donna Meagle, Ron Swanson, April Ludgate, Andy Dwyer, John Ralphio Saperstein, Mark Brendanowicz, Marlene Griggs Nope, Shauna Malway Tweep, 15 others. Subject: L yeah! Woods 2020! Not an official campaign slogan. Dear friends, I have the news of a lifetime. my esteemed colleague and BFF, second to Anne, of course, Elle Woods is running for president of the United States of America. It's very important to me that you all support her campaign in any way possible. Get excited! Leslie. From Leslie Nope. To Shauna Malway Tweep. Subject. Oops. Dear Shauna, please disregard my last email. I did not mean to include the press when I sent it to my entire address book. Also, how are you? It's been a while. Sincerely, Leslie. From Leslie Nope. To Jerry Gergich. Subject. Forward. Oh yeah! Woods 2020! Not an official campaign slogan. Sorry, Jerry, I forgot to send this to you the first time. Vote for Elle!
November 2020. From Elle Woods to Leslie Nope. Subject. Thank you. Thanks for everything, Leslie. I couldn't have done it without all your support. And late-night emails with Beyoncé videos, and the full text of rousing political speeches of the 20th century. Also, I had no idea you could mail waffles. But they were a little soggy by the time they got here, but good. Promise you'll come visit me in the White House. Oh my god. And that you're up next. Love, Elle.
The end. And in case you haven't smiled enough while listening to this amazing collab, have some pronunciation bloopers. From Leslie Nope. To Jerry Gergich. Gergich. It's Gergich.